The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Monday, Martin Luther King Day, the 15th of January, 2024, 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's in there, and there's good, there's, you know, the Starship, Free Fire Radio. And she has, good morning. Did you have a nice weekend?
Good morning.
Yes. Did you get the video done?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was working.
That's right. You're
it's
a working girl.
More working than on the weekdays. It's like an 8-hour shift.
Oh, okay. I got it. Really?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a national day out there?
Today's a big, big day, my dear friend. Yes. Today is the National Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
It is. And banks and some businesses. And
can I tell you a quote?
Oh, yeah.
A quote from Martin Luther King is, and right when I open up my, you know, my computer, and I thought this is beautiful, I wanted to keep this, here's this quote, because of our involvement in humanity, we must be concerned about every human being. There you go. It's a beautiful, I mean, you know, there's people put on earth that, I believe are, you know, they hit the waves of humanity, human beings, their hearts, their souls, with being able to be a fabulous orator and have a mission, and he was put on this earth, I think, for this kind of reckoning, if you will, and it brought a lot of people together. And you, Carl,
yeah.
Tell me about your era of what your experience was, because you would have been very much, it would have been a movement during, because we're 10 years apart, of your growing up.
I don't hold that against you being 10 years older than me. Okay. I was kind of always looking for that mom.
Right.
Looking for my mommy. I grew up in the, and as did many, and during the time of segregation. I went to a school that was segregated when I lived in North Carolina, two schools. And I think the year after, maybe the year after that, integration came into North Carolina. So, I mean, I still remember seeing the separate water fountains, the separate places that people would go to the movies. All these things, they were separate down south. It, of course, changed and integrated. There was a lot of problems during that time. Martin Luther King was a man who preached nonviolence and put his life on the line many times out there. Leading marches in Selma and other places, and then, of course, was assassinated by, who was that guy? I can't even remember his name because, just blank it out, who died in jail later. But he was a man who, during the march in Washington, and we're going to play, did you get it? Why don't you play that piece right there?
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day
Okay, here's the fact that Martin Luther King improvised part of his I Have a Dream speech. The resounding I Have a Dream speech we just heard part of, delivered on at the march in Washington in 1963, almost didn't include those powerful words. His advisors thought he had overused the theme in his speeches, prompting him to draft a different speech for the address titled Normalcy Never Again. But as King addressed the crowd of nearly 250,000 in Washington, gospel singer Mahalia Jackson called out to him, "Tell him about your dream, Martin." He paused and then decided to leave his prepared notes behind to improvise the entire next section of his speech, which famously begins, "See, even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out through the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." So he improvised that.
Yeah, he also talked about how his children and other children of all races would be judged on their character and not on their skin color. And we've made huge strides since then, but yet now it seems like for some reason that there's groups that wanting to tear that apart. You know, I saw a true brotherhood when I was in the military. It was true. We all bled Marine green. And you see blacks, whites, Hispanic, Asian, all religions. We had one creed. It was there to protect our country. And everybody was a brother or sister.
And that's why, when you come back in civilian life and you see how people are spoiled or they're just not even, it's very
hard.
They
have no concept of what, you know, and I don't know how, frankly, I'm not smart enough to figure out how do you bring brotherhood to people who have been, you know, we talk about, and I'm not comparing Islamic fanatics to Americans. I'm not. But what I'm saying is they're raised a certain way. Islamic terrorists are raised a certain way. And we in this country should be raised in the sense that, you know, that you can be a success. You can do, if you do the right things, if you do work hard, that you can make it in this country. And for some reason, some groups are saying, no, that's not true. You know, you're being handed this. Or the other one says, look, it's not fair and all that. And again, it's something, if you look at where we were in the 1860s, from the 1800s with slavery and where we went, we fought a war that killed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. Within our borders to end slavery. And then was it perfect after that? No. Then you had the rise of the Ku Klux Klan. Then that was slapped down. And then you had, the equal rights, the voting acts and all this, which you shouldn't have had to have, but we did. So you look at where it used to be and where it is now, huge, huge strides. But is it perfect? No. Why? Because we're humans. And, but I think that most, if not, the vast majority of people here in our country want the same things. They want a home. They want a job. They want to be able to take their kids on a vacation. They want their kids to be well educated. And, you know, we're still fighting the battle for those things. I mean, it's not just on the races. It's all of us for a variety of reasons. So,
well, he was the first black person to be named Time Man of the Year.
Yeah.
Nobel
Peace Prize.
Yeah, he is the only non-president whose birthday is a national holiday.
Yeah. Well, was he perfect? No, Martin Luther King Jr. was not perfect. But what he stood for was perfection. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Don't you see me down here praying, but the Lord said, go to the devil. Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Classical music lovers, listen up. Internationally known piano player Olga Topalova is presenting a concert called The Not-So-Invisible World of Female Composers, featuring the works of Cecile Chaminade, Clara Schumann, Florence Price, and many others, Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church in Reading. Ms. Topalova is performing this benefit concert to show her appreciation to our community who warmly received her family fleeing the Russian-Ukrainian war. Proceeds from the $20 tickets will benefit the Foundation for Performing Arts Education and Reading Piano Angels. Student tickets are $10. Pay at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com. Olga Topalova is the principal pianist for the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in Brazil. This one-night-only performance at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Lutheran Church on Shastaview Drive in Reading. World-class classical piano for a good cause. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church. Get tickets at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this. You know what? Did I get to read the
No, but
I didn't
we'll
read
get
the
that
weather.
We'll get that later.
All right. Yeah, because we wanted to talk about MLK Day. But first, this portion of the show is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance.
Siskiyou Insurance at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading, a full you know, service insurance company owned by Curtis Byron, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane. Right,
and Curtis has been a big supporter of the show, and he said, "How can I? What can we do?" And we said, "I'll tell you what. We've got this gal named Anne Marie who is has got such a great personality. She does these incredible reads and brings a lot of energy to the radio. So she brings us kind of, what's it called? It's called our, well, let's go right to Anne Marie. Good morning.
Good Monday morning, everyone.
All
good
right.
morning.
Well,
so what's going on this
yeah,
week?
Yeah, let's hear about, what is it called? The calendar.
Yes, happy to bring you the community calendar every Monday morning with Carl and Linda Bott. Well, last week, we brought you the opening information for the Mount Shasta Ski Park. They opened on January 10th. This week, I wanted to mention that the Mount Shasta Ski Park is hiring, according to their website, and several positions are available. For more information, visit their website at skipark.com. The Mount Shasta Ski Park is located at 4500 Ski Park Highway in McLeod. If you are looking to check road conditions before you head out, there is a number you can call, 1-800-427-7623. This will give you updated information by Caltrans. And you can check the latest forecast at www.weather.gov. Know before you go. As we begin our look at this week, I would like to mention that today, being Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a majority of city offices will be closed in observance. Shasta Lake City Hall will be closed, for example, so you may want to call before you head out. The annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration will be held today from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Sequoia Middle School Performing Arts Center, located at 1805 Sequoia Street in Reading. For more information, please visit cityofreading.gov. Today is also the first of six fee-free days at Lassen Volcanic National Park and Whiskeytown National Park. This is in celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and more information can be found on the Lassen Volcanic National Park Facebook page. On Tuesday, January 16th, you can join the Habit Burger Grill in a fundraiser for the Veterans Home of California Reading. The event will run 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Habit Burger Grill located at 2010 East Cypress Avenue in Reading. 20% of sales from the event will go to the Veterans Home. For more information or to view the event flyer, visit the Veterans Home of California on Facebook. On Friday, January 19th, there will be a spaghetti dinner fundraiser from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Montgomery Creek School, located at 30365 Highway 299 East, Montgomery Creek. Dinner includes spaghetti, salad, bread, a brownie, and drink. Adults are $8 and kids are $5. There will also be a raffle that starts at 6 p.m. Dinner tickets sold at the door, along with raffle tickets. Now, you can also get your raffle tickets in advance at the school office. They've got lots of great prizes like Turtle Bay tickets and more. There will be a free dump day on Saturday, January 20th for City of Shasta Lake residents. That will run from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. or until capacity. At the Shasta Gateway Industrial Park, at Shasta Gateway Drive and Ashby Road. Vouchers to participate in this event will be sent out to residents. Eligible items for the Dump Day event include municipal solid waste, bulky items, metal, appliances, and mattresses. For more information and an event flyer, check out the Caltrans District 2 Facebook page and also the City of Shasta Lake Facebook page. As a reminder, the Asphalt Cowboys are reaching out to the community to help name this year's Reading Rodeo Parade theme. The winner will receive $100 and be a special guest of the Asphalt Cowboys. in the Reading Rodeo Parade on May 18th. The deadline to enter the contest is coming up. It's January 27th. Winner will be announced on February 1st. Entries can be done online at asphaltcowboys.org/theme-ideas. And be sure to also check them out on Facebook. And finally, does your pet have what it takes to be mayor? You can enter your pet in the first annual City of Shasta Lake Pet Mayor Contest.
Oh, boy.
I love this one. Now through January 31st. Voting will take place February 5th to March 5th. This is a fundraiser event with Shasta Dambarine. $1 per vote. The winner will be announced in March and officially bestow the honorary title of Pet Mayor at the Boomtown Festival on May 4th and included in the annual Boomtown Parade. For a list of rules or to nominate your pet for the first annual Pet Mayor of Shasta Lake, visit ShastaDambarie.org. This contest is not limited to Shasta Lake residents, so see the website for more details. And that is your fun sample of events taking place this week here in the North State. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Well, thank you, Anne Marie, very much. And this was brought to you by the Siskiyou Insurance Services, headed up by Curtis Byron. They're located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Unreroute the rivers, let the damned water feed. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hits the banks of that hard dry land.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning on this Monday. Hi.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It's been local board of directors. It's been in the business about 17 years, helping move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
You want me to do read of the weather now? What? I think it's really important that we talk about today on MLK because we didn't get to get this done. We were talking to you all about, you know, a little bit about Martin Luther King being his speech. But today will be sunny with a high of 58. If you're looking outside, beautiful, beautiful day. And tonight, increasing clouds with overnight lows of 38. Tomorrow, it looks like we've got showers coming back again with a high of 50. Shower and patchy fog, then showers tomorrow night with overnight lows of about 43. Wednesday, 55, chance of showers once again, and 43 with chance of showers. And cloudy on 43 on Wednesday night. Mostly cloudy on Thursday, but clearer skies with 59. And Friday, chance of rain with a high of 56. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they are in Anderson, a veteran-owned and senior veteran-owned company. And with us this morning, we've got two wonderful guests, but we are very excited every time she comes into Reading for a concert. We learn so much from this wonderful, world-renowned artist. That's Olga Kopylova. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Close enough. Principal pianist for the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in Brazil. And she is amazing. And Pat Karch, who's the president of Reading Piano Angels. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Olga was born in Uzbekistan in the former Soviet Union, and began her piano studies at the age of 4 with her father, and then studied at the Tchaikovsky
Moscow Conservatory.
In Moscow.
Yes.
And then you moved to Brazil in 2000 to take the lead pianist position at the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra, and still there, 24 years later.
Yes.
So tell people why you come to Reading.
Well, I come to Reading every year, once a year, because my family lives here. My mom immigrated here 20 years ago, and my brother just immigrated past year with his family. Because of the war in between Russia and Ukraine, it was not possible for him to stay anymore in Russia. Then he immigrated here. Then I visit once a year all my family here in Reading.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so you have a concert coming up. We love the story about, you know, one of the things that I just want to share with our listeners that I will never forget is that in one of the concerts that you had here, you talked about the exercise. And we forget about how ballet dancers are gymnasts. And when you go out and you perform a concert, there's a physical aspect that people don't understand. And if you're, like you said, when you're playing Rachmaninoff, yes, which in the, because I'm a visual person, what you've had to do through the years in order to expand the reach of your hands. And I think about that's like a ballet dancer when they learn at 4 how they train their ankles, their feet, the muscles. You don't just go out there and go on point. So it's very much like a concert pianist, especially if you have the skill for the music, but you maybe don't have the reach of an octave with your fingers. So, I mean, forever and ever.
So how do you do this?
I'll always think about that with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What you've had to do to create your hands to be able to do that.
Well, it's kind of tricky because there are a lot of pieces that I will never be able to play. Some Rachmaninoff's pieces, like Concerto Number 3, I even didn't try to play because when I opened the score, I saw some chords that were impossible for my hand because I have small hands. Then for classical performance, it's all about the repertoire, how we choose our repertoire. There are some pieces that I'm able to play, and there are a huge amount of pieces that I will watch somebody playing, but I will never get there because of my physiology. I have small hands.
Yes, but you've worked on...
Yes.
That you've worked on training your hands.
Uh-huh.
To expand them so that you could play, perhaps you did play, at the last time, you did play a Rachmaninoff piece.
Yes, there are some of his pieces that I can play, and I really practiced the extension on my hands, but there is a limit for
that.
Yeah.
Right, but I think that's beautiful in your knowledge as a musician, when you look at the notes, that you know I can play this. I am physically capable of playing this. And so this concert coming up, you're doing all female composers.
Yes.
Can you share with us a little bit? And by the way, the concert is going to be Wednesday, January 25th at 7 p.m. at the same St. James Lutheran Church. We will definitely be there because, I mean, the concerts are just spectacular. On the 24th of January, that's Wednesday. Can you share with us why you chose to do female composers?
Okay, right now we are passing through the historical moment where women are getting more space. And I see this as a good point because there were historically a lot of women who continued at the shade, and they were not known so broadly because they just were women. And in women's composing, there are a lot of beautiful music historically. There is a huge French production in the beginning of 20th century, and I will perform some Lily Boulanger and Cécile Chaminade's music. In fact, I recorded a digital album. It is... On all platforms like Spotify, Deezer, miniatures of Cécile Chaminade. And when I first studied her music, I could see how it is rich, really new, fresh. You know, I have never heard before her music. And then during the pandemics, I played some scores of her and I said, Wow, this is just unbelievably beautiful, you know. I need to play this. I need to record this because this is a rich whole world in her music, you know. And after I started to make a research on other composers, and I discovered this richness of this female composer's world in music. And that's why I just think it's very important to show to people, to audience, this rich music and beauty of their music. And I included in my performance also some pieces of Brazilian composer Chiquinha Gonzaga, those specific gender of music that calls chorinho. Chorinho is a kind of popular genre, but Chiquinha Gonzaga wrote as classical music, you know? And it is very funny when I perform these Brazilian pieces of Brazilian composers, they are favorite of all audiences all over the world because Brazilian music has a lot of joy in it. Well, after I play some pieces of American black composer Florence Price. She is from first part of 20th century. She created her pieces even for big symphony orchestra as some symphonies, and she created a lot of music for piano and chamber music. And she was contemporary of Gershwin, the principal American composer. And we are celebrating 100 years of his birth this year. And Florence Price right now become more known, and a lot of great orchestras are playing and recording her music. Then I will play some pieces, piano pieces of her also.
Well, fantastic. Now, I think we should take a break because we came off early from the last break. Let's take a break. What do you think? Is it about that time? And then we'll come back with Pat, and we'll talk more about this concert coming up that's happening January 24th with Olga Kaptivova, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. at the St. James Lutheran Church. We're going to talk about Piano Angels. Carl and I are going for sure. We've been to a few of Olga's through the years, and they are definitely a beautiful memory and a night to behold.
This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Horst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair like Jeff does. Been doing it for a couple of decades, and whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, and then he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Yep, that's right. Anything happens, just bring it back, and he, and, you know, not that it does, but if it did, he would fix that. He fixed the crack of my windshield 17 years ago, and still can't see it. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield specialist and bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Kevin Cry's cronies are at it again. Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has dumped another $250,000 into Shasta County to buy Cry, bringing Anselmo's total spending toward $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That was just me practicing for the upcoming concert.
Are you wearing a tutu too?
I was practicing with Olga, and she was, you know, she was beating me with a stick to play faster. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, number one in the North State by the Record Search Light. Number one jewelry company, and why? It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're great people. They have wonderful selections of jewelry at fair prices. I can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated, it is one of Reading's businesses. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00, located again at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Olga Kopolova. And she's got a concert on the 24th of January, and we're going, as are a lot of other people, and we're inviting people to come because she is just so good.
She is principal pianist in São Paulo Symphonic Orchestra, traveling to Reading yearly. And so Pat Karch always facilitates bringing Olga, actually introducing us to Olga, bringing her to the area. And Pat is the president of Piano Angels. We've been hearing a lot about Piano Angels lately. And so, Pat, as you are delivering and finding pianos, tell us a little bit about your introduction into Olga. And as you are bringing pianos, do you have her play while she's in town? Everyone like, fill this one. What does this feel like? Is this on a scale from 1 to 10, et cetera?
We did do that one time. Olga did go with us on a delivery to a family, and then she played the piano. Not only did she play the piano, but she sat on the floor for about an hour and read to the two children. So that was very sweet.
Oh, my gosh, what a memory.
Yeah, the way I met Olga was simple. It was like this. I was working at Reading School of the Arts, and I've worked in the schools for 40 years. And as a rule, during the summer, when I hear a phone ring in the office, I never answer it because it's not for me. But for some odd reason, on this one day in my lifetime, the phone rang in the office. I reached over, I picked it up, and I said, "Reading School of the Arts, Pat Karch here." And this beautiful Russian voice on the other side said, "Hello, my name is Olga Kopolova, and I will be visiting Reading for 3 weeks, and I need a place to practice the piano." And I said, "Lady, you've got the right guy in the right place." And I said, "We've got a whole pile of pianos," and that is how our relationship started.
Is that what it's called, a pile, as opposed to a plethora?
Yeah.
Or a gaggle?
Yeah.
We have
gaggle.
A pile of pianos. Right. I never knew that.
Yeah, so that was it.
Go you ahead. Know, Pat, it's interesting. Sometimes we try to imagine how angels are.
Yes.
And we imagine those creatures with big wings or whatever. But I met angels on Earth, and this is Patrick Card.
Yes.
He's piano angel.
Yes, he is. And, you know, Pat is one of the nicest people you're ever going to meet, first of all, he and Pam.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me. When you're done, I want to talk about the piano angels.
Nice.
Go ahead.
Of you.
Yes, thank you.
They started. They didn't start the piano angels.
Frank
Trazzarino
did, but then you took it over
after his passing. Right?
Yeah.
You all have managed to give or present how many pianos? 500 pianos.
Nearly 500
pianos to those people that probably could never have a piano.
Right.
And then Olga, you have Olga come in, who is the example of somebody that obviously, you know, has devoted your life to this. And it was, you know, starting at four with your father, but then going through the conservatories and all this, but still the principal pianist at the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra and traveling all over the world and playing. This, you know, did you ever think back at some point when you're like 12 and you're going, I've had it, I want to go do something else?
Well, Elga, we should tell them what the secret to being a good piano player is. It really has nothing to do with talent or practice or ability. It all has to do with having a mother or a father who can nag.
Oh, well, ask Elton John that.
is that true?
Yeah, is that true? And my father, he was a Russian engineer, and he was in love with classical music. And he wanted me and my sister playing piano, but just me could continue professionally. And he made everything possible to provide the conditions for his daughters to fulfill his dream. And his dream was to see his daughters playing piano on stage, because he thought it was the most beautiful thing in the world, you know, that the music for him was something wonderful, you know. And my mother stopped working. She was engineer also, but she stopped working on her 30s to provide conditions to take care of me and my sister, to make this routine. A totally insane routine of piano practicing.
She became
possible.
A piano mother as
a soccer mom.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you talk about conditions, I know that's a term, but kind of fill us in, like your childhood when you said your father, this was his dream,
mm-hmm.
and then your mother stopped being an engineer, so she changed her dream in order to fulfill your dream.
Yes.
So let's talk about, when you talk about the conditions, give our listeners like what that might have been like, say when you were seven-ish in that era.
Okay, we lived in Tashkent. It was a capital of Uzbekistan, one of 15 Soviet republics. And the good thing in Soviet Union was the investment of state into education. The education of all types, the government, they invested in sports, in music, in ballet, so that mm-hmm. you can probably see
right.
a lot of Russian musicians
right.
and sportsmen and very highly trained.
Right.
And then our routine was wake up early, around 7 in the morning, and then my mother took me and my sister to the school, and we need to take 2 buses. It was 2 hours far from our house. We didn't have car. And then my mom should go with me and my sister to get us to the school. It was 2 hours far from our house. Then we study there normal disciplines as all other kids in the morning, and second half of the day after lunchtime, from 2 until 5 p.m., we continue studied musical disciplines like solfeggio, history of music, harmony, and our specific instrument that in my case was piano. And then my mom should go to school and pick us up and get us to back to our home. And we come home at 7 and needed to practice personally 2 hours daily. Then meanwhile, other kids were playing in the streets, games, whatever. Me and my sister, we were practicing more piano daily, individual practicing.
So two pianos in the house?
No, just one piano, but we had our schedule to be able to practice.
Very regimented.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
regimented. So your mother, when she took the 2-hour bus ride with you and your sister, did she go all the way back home or did she stay?
No, she went back home. And prepare food, clean house, made all that house working, and then
somebody has to take care of the home.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
she took care of the home. Hour, gotcha. Yeah. 4 hours round trip. Yeah.
We've only got a few minutes left, so I'm interested. Is at a certain age, then you moved to Brazil.
Yes.
How did that happen?
It happened because Soviet Union finished in 1991 and that huge country was totally, messed up, you know. My parents...
Yeah, when the wall fell and everybody, and all the other nations were breaking away from the old Soviet
Union.
Then
my family, who spent all their lives in Uzbekistan, they went away from Uzbekistan because it became independent country, and we went back to Russia. But it wasn't a kind of coming back to our country because we didn't have any place to go. Then we
home anymore.
Yeah, we hadn't home. And then we came to Moscow. My father was 56 years old, and he began everything from zero there, you know. And fortunately, I could enter in Moscow Conservatory, and then I was a person who liked foreigners. There were a lot of foreigners studying there, and I always make friendship with foreigners. And there were some Brazilian also studying violin and piano. And I made a very close friendship with them. And one Brazilian guy who came back to São Paulo after finishing his course of violin in Moscow, he called me and say, see, there is one place for pianists is opening. There will be
auditions,
and you can come and play. I told him, I even don't know where Brazil is. I don't know what is the capital of Brazil. You know, I will not go. And he told me, well, it's a very good job. You will be the unique pianist, and you have all the skills to assume this position. And then I went to Brazil, where I live until now.
Well, you know, and we're running out of time, unfortunately, but I'm glad you finished up. I always wondered how you got there. So it was for somebody that was studying in Moscow.
Yes, yes.
You knew them. They saw your talent and said, you ought to come down here and try. And 24 years later, I guess that it was a good move.
Yeah, you are the principal pianist.
Yeah, it's not just this, but I married the most incredible guy in the world. His name is Eduardo Cui, and we have a beautiful family with 2 children, and I'm very happy there in Brazil.
Okay, now, you can listen to this wondrous woman and her talent on January the 24th. It's going to be at St. James Lutheran Church on Shasta View Drive. Tickets are $20, and it'll be the best $20 you've ever spent. Students for $10. It's going to be the invisible, not so invisible world of female composers. And Olga has got like 6 or 7 different composers she's going to play. Plus, the Reading School of the Arts is going to have one number from The Little Mermaid, which ought to be a hoot.
It will be a hoot.
And you can get the tickets on Reading Piano Angels. Let's talk about where you get the tickets.
And it's the Foundation for Promoting Arts Education. And the funds there will go to Piano Angels and other projects.
Right, that's correct. Go to readingpianoangels.com, and you'll find a button to get tickets.
There
All
you
right.
go. Thank you
thank
so
you
much,
so
Olga.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And thanks for coming back every year and doing this for
yeah.
our community. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Sub-freezing temperatures across much of the U.S. have millions of Americans at risk of potentially dangerous cold as the weekend Arctic storms continue to dump snow from coast to coast. Brad Tamires with the National Weather Service in Kansas City.
We're still looking at cold temperatures remaining here in Kansas City, at least, through Tuesday. So we've got a wind chill warning that's in effect all the way through midday Tuesday. Still expecting those wind chill values of 20 to 40 below zero here over the next few days.
The National Weather Service said on Sunday wind chills could plummet as low as minus 70 degrees in Montana and the Dakotas. Former President Trump is in the driver's seat as voters prepare for tonight's Iowa caucuses. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Trump continues to hold a substantial lead in the polls as he eyes the prize in the nation's first nominating contest. The Des Moines Register NBC News Iowa poll released over the weekend shows the former president with 48% support from likely GOP caucus goers. Donald Trump heads into the evening caucuses with a 28-point lead over Nikki Haley, according to the latest Des Moines Register NBC News Iowa poll. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meeting with volunteers in Des Moines, the former president said based on the polls he expects to do well.
What was the number, like 71 to 10 national?
Conflict, a divided world, and the rise of AI on the top of the list at this World Economic Forum.
The event, held annually in Davos, Switzerland, brings together business, political, and other elites. Over 60 heads of state and government, including Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, will be heading to town to hold both public appearances and closed-door talks. They'll be among more than 2,800 attendees, which also include academics, artists, and international organization leaders.
That is Jeremy House reporting. More from townhall.com.
Retirement Outlook.
If your retirement account is mostly stocks or bonds, listen closely. The future of your savings may be more uncertain than ever before. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals. The sad truth is, our government continues to eat away at our freedoms and security. In economic times like these, run around the flagpole by lunatics in Washington, I look to the most trusted store of wealth in human history, physical gold and silver that you own. At Colonial Metals, we specialize in helping folks with IRAs and 401ks and other retirement accounts move their savings into physical gold and silver. If you'd like a free gold investment kit, give us a call today at 820-800-8000. My team is standing by ready to rush a free gold investment kit to you. You may also qualify for $7,500 in free silver and a free safe. Call 820-800-8000 now. That's 820-800-8000.
Colonial Metals is not a financial advisor. Consult with your advisor before investing.
That's 820-800-8000.
One of the stars in a 1950s TV show has passed away.
The Honeymooners' Joyce Randolph, who played the witty and sarcastic Trixie Norton, has died. She was the last surviving main character of the comedy from television's golden age. The Honeymooners, of course, also starred Jackie Gleason, Audrey Meadows, and Art Carney. Decades later, Randolph said she still received dozens of fan letters every week. Joyce Randolph was 99. Jason Walker reporting.
The White House says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin may need some additional care. The Pentagon says Austin remains hospitalized and is in good condition following prostate cancer surgery and an infection. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend the secretary remains actively involved and engaged. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Editor-at-large for The Spectator Ben Dominich says younger voters seem to be the most optimistic about America's prospects for the future.
I think that those people, having lived through as much strife as they have over the past 25 years or so, basically from 9/11 onward, you have actually a little bit more of an optimistic, hopeful attitude
Dominic says younger voters associate hope with the eventual replacement of old guard Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden.
But I do think that there is this kind of glimmer of once we get past this moment, once we have people who are capable of, you know, finding their car, finding a podium, you know, when they're supposed to be giving a speech, that things might be able to be restored at some point in the future.
Ben Dominic of The Spectator was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The financial markets are closed today for the Martin Luther King holiday. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 15th of January, 2024, Martin Luther King birthday, Jr. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christine is at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. And Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning. And how are you today? Here's the question and the answer. What's it like outside? Well, once you peek outside, you're going to see a beautiful sunny day. Oh, my gosh. How gorgeous. With 58, and that's it tonight. Looks like it's going to be about 38. Increasing clouds tonight. Tuesday calls for showers after 10 a.m. with a high temperature around 50. And it looks like we're going to have showers and patchy fog tomorrow night, which is Tuesday, with our overnight lows of 43. Wednesday morning is going to call for showers and then patchy fog with about 40% chance of showers, with our temperatures around 55 and our overnight lows going to around 43. Thursday calls for mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, but it looks like that's going to be a nice day with 59 and overnight lows of 45. And then Friday we've got rain again with the forecast, as well as Saturday and Sunday with around 56 with the temperatures and just getting around 50. So we're out of the freezing temperatures over the weekend coming up. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts, always helping you get to those hard-to-get places with your propane needs. 365-3793.
Okay, for those people that like underdogs, yesterday on football, the Los Angeles Rams went against the Green Bay Packers. And the, and, you know, of all the analysts picked the Rams to win. Of course, Green Bay then proceeded to take LA apart. I'm sorry, not LA. Take Dallas apart.
Dallas.
Take Dallas apart. And as Dak Prescott sucked, I really sucked today. Those were his words. And, you know, and it was kind of like this was the year for Dallas at least to get past the first playoff game, and they didn't. Green Bay just trounced them. And then Detroit against the L.A. Rams. And Detroit, who hasn't won a playoff game or been in the playoffs in 31 years, beat the Rams by 1 point. And there were people in the stands crying. Because they were so happy. And it was interesting to see that. There was a history with Jared Goff, who's a quarterback of Detroit and the LA Rams, and he had not been treated very well there. He said, "This isn't about me, this is about this great team." And this team is just a wild and crazy group. And now they've won their first game, and so they're just waiting to see who they play. But it was interesting to watch this, that two underdogs came up and won like that.
We need that right now. We really
need. So you've got Detroit and Green Bay.
And, you know, our kids are Eagles fans, and there was a long time there that, I mean, like really, really, because our son-in-law grew up where that's what he did with his dad. So it's deep, deep rooted. And if you grow up where you are. I never had that in my family, so I don't understand what it is to be loyal to a specific team that you just are like dressed in the outfits, crazed, and stay, and those fans will stay loyal to that team even in the worst of times. So think about 31 years. That would have been like your father and your grandfather, and knowing that you were always going to be loyal no matter what, and here you have a victory. That's just beautiful.
And so, and they're concerned because Philadelphia has lost 5 of their last 6 games. But they went back when they won the Super Bowl.
Yes, they did.
My granddaughter, who doesn't like flying for a variety of reasons, mainly an ear problem, they flew back so they could be there for the big victory parade.
The parade.
So tonight, you can just imagine where they're all going to be wearing their Eagles jerseys and screaming and yelling for the Eagles. And I'm not even sure who the Eagles are playing tonight. So anyway, okay, enough for football. I just like the idea of the underdogs coming up and two teams that haven't been there for a while, especially Detroit being in the playoffs, no matter what else happens, you know. Anyway, hey, we're here. Well, we're Susan Wilson and from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and it just happens to be Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and there are a bunch of events happening.
It does.
And some people don't realize, but the Asphalt Cowboys are involved in this today.
They are.
They're cooking lunch down there at the Sequoia Middle School.
Right, and that's a big change. For years, it's been at the MLK Center, and this year it's going to be at Sequoia School.
Well, it's
so
grown.
Yeah. It's grown, and they needed a bigger venue. That makes me happy. So I think that it starts 10-ish. And from 10 to 11 or so, there'll be some booths, some tables, talk about various things. And then they'll have presentations and lunch by the Asphalt Cowboys until 1-ish.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, and all the things that go with it.
That's right. And then they'll have a prayer circle around, I think it's 2 o'clock. And the march at 3 o'clock and march from Sequoia to
City Hall,
which is a march.
Cool.
I was going to say that's,
It's a longer march than it has been in the past.
They'll have cars following for the people that can't make it.
And they'll have rides back to Sequoia for the people that march.
Okay.
So,
well, that'd be nice.
Don't expect you to be a two-way person.
Well, really, see, Sequoia on the back road there.
It's not that bad.
Nah.
No.
I would think going from MLK Center to that's true. Down to the county courthouse wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay, so if you want to be a part of this,
join us.
Either at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
We played a little bit of his. I have a dream.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, and mm-hmm. talking about facts about Martin Luther King Jr. And the he's the only American, or the only person, only American that wasn't a president had a day named after him. But then I thought about Columbus Day.
So, there is Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Is that a national holiday named after?
Yeah, that was after Christopher Columbus, and that's been around, but that's been kind of, you know.
It's been changing its name for a while.
Yeah, it's still Columbus Day to a lot of people, and it's National Indigenous Day or Native Indigenous Peoples
it's
Day.
It's an Indigenous Day now.
Anyway, why don't we take a break? We're a minute and a half early, but then we can get back and start talking about stuff. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And this is Judy Maxwell. She's built this business, this very successful business, starting in 1993. You know, Linda and I are always looking. We're never going to move, but we're always looking around for places. We saw this place, Palo Cedro, and so I called my insurance company, who I've been with for 50 years, and they're a good insurance company. And I said, hey, we're looking at this house, because I learned from House Realty and the Middletons is before you do anything, check and see if you can get insurance. I gave them the address, the whole thing, and they told me, they were not writing policies in that area.
Yep.
And this is a company I've been with for 50 years. And then I said, well, okay, well, thank you. That's what I was looking for. I just got a letter from them yesterday. It said, insurance request denied. And I went, that's with the headline. And I went, whoa! I thought they were talking about our house here.
Yeah.
No, it was about that house. But then they said, there's another agencies that can get you this. And they talked about the California Fair Plan, mm-hmm. Where you can get it that way. But this is why Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial is so important. You find a place that you like, and your regular insurance company is just not going to write a policy because of fire danger, and that's mm-hmm, what it said, mm-hmm, in a fire mm-hmm. area like that. Though he did tell me those things change, so to keep checking on it if I was interested. And it was just, I just wanted to see. And so this is why going to Maxwell Insurance and Financial is such a good idea. She has found insurance for many of our friends that had their insurance canceled. So give her a call if you've got questions about insurance, or how about your retirement plan or your 401. Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Classical music lovers, listen up. Internationally known piano player Olga Popolova is presenting a concert called The Not-So-Invisible World of Female Composers, featuring the works of Cecile Chaminade, Clara Schumann, Florence Price, and many others, Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church in Reading. Ms. Popolova is performing this benefit concert to show her appreciation to our community who warmly received her family fleeing the Russian-Ukrainian war. Proceeds from the $20 tickets will benefit the Foundation for Performing Arts Education and Reading Piano Angels. Student tickets are $10. Pay at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com.
Olga Kopylova is the principal pianist for the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in Brazil. This one-night-only performance at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Lutheran Church on Shastaview Drive in Reading. World-class classical piano for a good cause. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church. Get tickets at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. 8:20 in the morning here on the 15th of January, 2024. 38 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Sun shining, going up to 58. Happiness out there. Go out there and just lie in the sun. Get a little tan on your cheeks. We're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. They're having it's Martin Luther King Jr. birthday. They're having an event down at Sequoia School that starts at 10 o'clock. And lunch provided by the Asphalt Cowboys.
No charge.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that. Yeah. No charge. So I may just go down there and have lunch.
You should join us.
I will. Just go down there and have a hamburger or something. Susan, one of the things I talked about this morning was, I mean, I grew up in segregation in the South. I mean, I saw it. I saw it. I also saw it change. You know, I went from the South to the, I guess, you know, the Midwest where Missouri is, where they didn't have that. Everything was integrated. And I think about the huge strides that have been made in racial relations, it seems like, but over the last, 5 years, it seems like we're starting to take a step backwards.
Well, we certainly are in a stall.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
I honestly don't know. I don't know. I think maybe each person has their own view of things. And I think that it was fairly easy to do a lot of work on diversity, equity, and inclusion after the Civil Rights Act was passed. You know, that was probably one of the more liberal times in our world, in the United States, not in the world, but in the United States. We passed in 1965 Civil Rights Act that gave, for example, black women the right to vote and Indian women the right to vote. They didn't have the right to vote before then.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's just stunning. It's stunning.
In 65.
I thought all women had the right to. They didn't just say white women when they passed that.
White women had the right to vote. You look it up.
I'm going to. I'm just stunned too because I thought when they passed, what was it,
the suffrage movement.
The suffrage movement.
Yeah, but
black women marched with white women.
Yeah, and so did it say specifically white women?
I can't remember what the language is, but the language was such that black women were denied the right to vote at the ballot places. So it's been quite the discussion over the years. I think that one of the things that has changed the way that we look at diversity, equity, and inclusion is just the amount of information that we get about it. You know, the amount of information and feedback that comes via Facebook, via Twitter. Our news agencies appear to have become a little more pointed in a lot of things, you know, and be on a liberal side or a conservative side. I think knowing more about the world has also, knowing that there are countries where there are not white people, has been difficult for some people to swallow. You know, so I think that more knowledge has caused the problem.
I'm trying to wrap myself what you just said. There are countries where there are no white people.
Well, I mean, basically, Africa is not Northern Africa. Northern Africa, we call, has much more Arabic influence.
Mm-hmm.
But in Southern Africa, they were the bulk of Africa
people were black people.
Yes.
And white people came there.
Yes, okay.
Where we're white people and black people came
okay.
here.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we had indigenous people, but...
Right.
I wish we would quit labeling people by... If we quit labeling people, it would probably help our problem.
I agree, but I would... But I don't know. Do some people insist on being labeled? I mean, it kind of puts us... Meaning myself, just the average white woman, who I have a lot of multicultures in my bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my point is that, I'm just like middle American here. I'm stumbling on my words all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stumbling
mm-hmm.
on,
mm-hmm.
is this appropriate?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid to say a word because I don't know if it's offensive.
Right. I mean,
and I don't know, do you want to be acknowledged like with that title or do you not want to be acknowledged with that title? And it makes me feel more ignorant because
mm-hmm.
I can't tell what an individual
wants to be called. You know, that happened to me when I remember when I first moved to Reading and I was at an event and this was when African American was becoming a label. And this woman kept saying, a black woman, kept saying, I'm African American. And I thought, I lived in Africa. Have you ever been to Africa? And so I started calling myself a Euro-American, and people just laughed, It's in your own consciousness.
Yeah.
Your own way of approaching the world.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I do, exactly.
Society today, not everybody thinks that if you're Asian American, do you want to be, I guess if we're trying to be, and instead of saying, the Chinese guy, because they might not be Chinese, they may be
mm-hmm.
Korean, they may be Japanese,
mm-hmm.
they may be, and so Asian American.
Mm-hmm.
So I
look how huge Asia is. Asia is huge.
I know. So, I'd be curious if we just had all these different people that come from this, that live here in Reading, how they want to be
mm-hmm.
Defined.
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
do you want to be defined?
And a lot of people...
Somebody's talking about you.
Yeah. A lot of people just want to be defined as a person.
Mm-hmm.
They don't... For years, I worked in the world of developmental disabilities, or people with cognitive impairments, they now call them. And I remember we made this giant effort to not have people called retards.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time, that was just common.
Yes.
And... The effort that we had to put in to change that. And then Carl was reading to me this morning an article about the FAA is changing their hiring policy.
Yeah, and to be exactly, the Federal Aviation Administration is actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative. Targeted disabilities are those disabilities that the federal government, as a matter of policy, has identified for special emphasis in recruitment and hiring. They include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism.
Mm-hmm.
As being people they are going to reach out to hire. Now, I realize the FAA isn't all just... air traffic controllers.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 27,000 people in the FAA. However, I find this interesting that people who that fall under this, I'm not. What is a severe intellectual disability? I mean, is that being able to follow directions, or are you going to have somebody, you give them a backpack full of papers and say, deliver this down the hallway? I mean, I'm not trying to be,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but psychiatric disability, is that people with bipolar or
mm-hmm.
schizophrenia? Is it being treated and not being treated?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I find it interesting that this is what they're going to do because of diversity is integral to achieving FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel across the nation and beyond. And yet when you read this, you're saying, well, how does that help?
Mm-hmm.
How does that help that?
And I can't really answer that. I think the thing that I'm after is that people have a chance to do different jobs than the jobs that we've always given them. So I worked for 30 years at the regional in the regional center system. So people with epilepsy, cerebral palsy, then we called it mental retardation, autism, and people who had fewer intellectual skills, or as a result, fewer skills as a result. And the battle was just a long battle to get them recognized that some of those people can do some of the jobs.
Right.
You know,
I've seen
not
that.
Those people can do all of the jobs. It's some of the people can do some of the jobs, and we just need to open the door.
Well, I've seen for the county, as an example, at least two, maybe three, that their job is delivering things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
they are pushing carts around. They do a great job. They are at, you know, a higher level, but there is a disability there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're working for the county, and I see them out there every day
yep.
doing
mm-hmm.
their
yeah.
job. And
yep.
you're absolutely right, and I think that's great.
And I think that's what I'm after.
But if you hire somebody just because it says, oh, we have to be diverse here, but they don't add anything
mm-hmm.
except we can now say we have a paraplegic mm-hmm. that has severe psychiatric disabilities also. I mean,
there may be
I'm not sure.
There may be a good job,
there may be a job. Yeah, there may be a job.
But when people see this, they're going, well, are we just pulling people in just to say, oh, look how good we are, as opposed to doing something for that person?
And or, that's a question, and or the shift of mind might be that every person deserves the right for work,
mm-hmm.
and that there is a job for everyone. It could be simply counting
widgets,
whatever it is in an employment place.
Mm-hmm.
It could be simple
stuffing envelopes,
answering mm-hmm. the phone.
No, I understand what
you
you're
know.
Saying,
all those little details.
But if there is truly a job there, and you're then that is something,
mm-hmm.
you know, to everybody, to, you know, a job that fits their capabilities. But if it's just hiring because it looks good on paper, and then what does it do for the overall good of that organization? There's the question. So,
yeah, it's a question. But one of the things that it would do is an overall good for an organization is that it would make other employees aware of some of the things that people face in this world. You know,
true.
we tend to and as an employer I'll say that this is the case. You know, I have quite a long, vast list, complicated list that I want when I hire people.
Okay. We gotta take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. This is a locally owned, locally operated business that veteran owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment there at 530-244-9478 to work out in your schedule. I have one tomorrow. I made an appointment for. Or you can just stop in. If they've got an empty seat, you get a great haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there. And it's been a long time that I've been going to Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. Got heads on the walls. I was a little disappointed that they took down the dinosaur head. You know, and that he had to explain that it was a bust of Carl Bott in the room. He had hunted it in Africa in this escarpment. And, you know, that when he got this dinosaur. It's a great story. None of it's true, but it's a great story. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. Thank you.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production.
This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show. Come support students in the arts and prepare to be entertained at the guilds.
Tickets available now at CascadeTheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
Good morning and welcome back to our Monday edition. This is MLK Day. For those of you waking up and saying, what's going on? Okay, we are celebrating, and in memoriam of, we've talked about Dr. Martin. We've done a lot of statistics, but we have Susan Wilson with us at this particular point, and we've discussed, voting and, she is president of the League of Women Voters of California.
You're the president?
Yes, she's president.
Locally.
So let's talk about a couple of propositions as we go to the ballot. And there's a few things that are going to be, we discussed, they were, what were they? A, B, I wrote them down.
Here. Prop 1.
Measure C, Measure D, and Proposition 1.
Let's talk Prop 1, the mental health care and addiction treatment reform and bonds to build places for treatment and supportive housing, because this goes hand in hand with conservatorship that Governor Newsom has pushed.
Well, he pushed the care court, and we have care court now in parts of the state, Orange County, San Francisco.
What is the care court?
The Care Court is actually the Care Act, and it was passed a year ago to be implemented in December. The first implementation started in December of 2023, and then slowly they'll add every county on. And that's a proposition. That's a program where anyone who knows somebody with a severe mental illness can file a request for that person to be reviewed for their needs by the court.
A conservatorship.
And a potential conservatorship
could be awarded.
So I was,
which takes away all of the rights.
It takes away your rights, and it takes
all
away
of your
rights.
Rights.
It takes away your rights even after the conservatorship is over. There are some things that rights that you won't have following that conservatorship.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So if you walked out and you'd been in a conservatorship, you still aren't
you,
having
you
all
still
your
have
rights.
some issues, yeah, to face. So. It's the implementation only started in December, and I was in Orange County recently doing some training, and they talked about, so far they have had in Orange County 45 petitions. They're called petitions to the court to provide, to force a person to accept services is really what it is. Force a person to take medication, force a person to live in a certain house, force a person to do things ordered by the court. You know, I would have to say that my position is the court is not the place where you should decide this. Judges are not psychiatrically trained. You know, most DAs and district attorneys are not psychiatrically trained. It's a complicated thing. So in the 2 or 3 months since it's been implemented in, I'm just using Orange County because that's the one I know, only 3 people have even made it to court. Because it's very difficult to implement. You have to go out and find the person. Then you have to make sure the person gets to court on the day that they're going to need to get to court. You have to make sure that there are the services on the other side that that person needs. And that's where the problem is, in my opinion, is if we had more services, better available, that reflected a wider range of possibilities, I think that we would do better at treatment. And that leads us to Prop 1, actually. You know, this Gavin Newsom really pushed the CARE Act, CARE Court. Proposition 1 is the same. And this was AB, now I can't remember, 326, I think, and in the legislature. And what they did is they proposed to replace the Mental Health Services Act. You'll remember that's a tax on millionaires. It added about 30% more money to each county's treatment services ability. Okay? So now what the issue is we have a lot of homeless people. Some of those homeless people are veterans. The veterans actually are building housing for their veterans. Some of those homeless people are chronically mentally ill, and it's true. We don't have enough spaces to put people with chronic mental illness, partly because of the variety of needs that they have. And the rest is, and there is also money there for people who are just chronically homeless, who aren't veterans or not chronically ill. And so Proposition 1 proposes about over $6 million to build housing. And you say, okay, so where's the money going to come from? It's a bond.
It's a $6.38 billion
bond.
To build mental health treatment
bond.
Facilities for those with mental health and substance use challenges, provides housing for the homeless.
Yes. So what they propose to do also then is to move money from what used to be MHSA, which now will be the BHSA, to move money from there that used to be used for treatment. And I think that in this room we can agree that there's not enough money for treatment of people with chronic mental health issues, and put that in housing. And how long does it take to develop housing, I ask you? It's not something that you can do overnight. You cannot build things from the ground overnight.
Newsom said when he was elected that he was going to have, I forget how many thousand houses built, and he's only had...
He hasn't gotten there.
2%.
He hasn't gotten there.
So it says here that it's going to shift approximately $140 million of annual MHSA funding currently available to counties for community-based mental health services to the state.
Right.
So that means they're taking money from
right.
the counties.
From the counties.
Okay. I am on your website, and it says that on January 31st at 12 o'clock, in the Reading Library Community Room, there will be a meeting with a feature presentation on Proposition 1,
yes.
which is on the March ballot. So mm-hmm. I would, and the public is invited mm-hmm. and welcome. Mm-hmm. So if you want to really be in a conversation and find more about it at 12 noon, you could take time to go to the Reading Library and discuss this and
right.
hear more about
right.
it.
Right. Hear more about it.
Okay, we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking about mental health. They have a ward that is specifically for 5150s, and I think it's 51 something else. If you can keep them longer, they can keep them there for 72 hours unless there is severe need to keep people in there longer.
Right, and longer is 2 weeks, 14 days.
That's right. And then if it's longer than that, it takes a court order. Now, and it's not like 100 people in there, but it's like I think there's at least 25 beds in
that's
that.
That's about the capacity.
About the capacity mm-hmm. there. And that takes people that are severe or in severe straits that are in danger of hurting themselves or others. They
mm-hmm.
come in there and they get
exactly.
them back on their meds mm-hmm. to try and get them, you know, which is many of the people out there, their mental illness can be controlled by medication. However, they either don't take it or they overprescribe or they use other types of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So they then become a danger to themselves or others. Then they end up down at Shasta Regional. This is just another way that Shasta Regional is out there helping our community
mm-hmm.
And with this. And it is, they could probably fill up the hospital if they wanted to.
We have a lot of people in need.
They could. They can't.
We have a lot of people in need.
A lot. Okay. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Supervisor Kevin Cry has never thought the elections in Shasta County were a problem. Here's what he said early on.
I don't think there's any problem with our local elections.
But he voted to blow up the voting system anyway. Then he said,
we will not use Shasta County money to go down this direction, and I will not cost the taxpayers money.
A new voting system has already cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Cry says one thing, does another. Can't trust him. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back. This beautiful sunny day with our temperatures around 58 and overnight lows up 38 tonight on this gorgeous day.
Oh, okay. I like that song. Especially when we start talking about taxing us some more. Hey, before we finish up Prop 1, I'm going to read both sides of this real quick. The bond, this is what the supporters say, the bond will pay for needed housing for people who are chronically unhoused, including veterans and people with mental or behavioral health challenges. The bond will pay for needed construction and rehabilitation of psychiatric and other facilities necessary for treatment. Proposition 1 provides treatment over incarceration. The opponents say the actual number of newly built or rehabilitated housing units would have minimal impact on reducing overall statewide homelessness. Billions of dollars were borrowed to build new locked facilities to hide the homeless, the addicted, and mentally ill against their will, and reduces local funding for community and evidence-based treatment that is accessible, effective, and voluntary. Forced treatment is ineffective and associated with higher suicide risk. So those are both sides. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Then we do, then you've got two more.
So I've got, I've got two more. The first one is Measure C. This comes to our ballot from the Board of Supervisors. And specifically how it will read is, shall Measure C be adopted? And this is, about Shasta County Board of Supervisors term limits. So the way it will read on the ballot is this measure imposes a limit of 2 terms for persons serving on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. This term limit shall apply prospectively in terms of office commencing with January 1 and 2025. So term limits is always a discussion. You know, we have term limits for president. We have term limits for in California, we're very big on term limits.
Brian Daly is terming out here,
and so is Megan Daly. You know, I mean, she's moving up to
she's applied. I would be surprised if she's not elected. However, we just heard that she had a heart procedure and suffered a stroke on the table right after Christmas.
Oh, I did not hear
and that.
I did not know that.
Is recovered. Luckily, when the stroke happened, she was in the hospital right then, so they were able to treat it. But that was surprised about that. Mm-hmm. She's young. But I don't see her having a big problem taking over from Brian. I don't know what Brian's going to do. And now the big fight is going on for the assembly seat.
Yeah, right. And but you can only serve in California in the assembly for so long, in the Senate for so long, and so on.
12 years or something like that. Yeah.
It combined. And the question that people need to think about individually is that good or is that not good? I mean, do you want your legislator to occupy a position for 50 years?
No.
Like we have that problem at the national level.
Let's just look at it. Yeah. Dianne Feinstein,
right.
Mitch
we have that
McConnell,
problem. I mean, there
Nancy
are a lot
Pelosi,
of people.
Yeah. Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. So one of the good things is then those people really have
he should have
a
termed
lot.
Out. He should have termed out three decades ago.
Well, I'm not going in.
Okay.
As
no,
you know,
no,
I don't
no,
talk about
no,
people.
No,
I talk
no,
about,
no, no,
about
I got
issues.
It. I got
you know.
It. No.
So the question is, I mean, you spend all that time learning all this information, and then whoop, you're gone. Is that good or is that less good? I mean, I personally am against am for term limits. I think that people should get the job, do the job well, and not be running for the job the whole time they're in the job. That's sort of one of the ways that I look at it.
I think here you've got 8 years in the job as a county supervisor. I think that's sufficient.
Yeah.
To do the things. Okay, say it takes you a year. If you said one term, I'd go no.
No.
I think two terms also is and it brings in another and brings in more ideas. Now, some people will say, well, you do have term limits. It's called an election.
Uh-huh.
However, we also know that incumbents have a huge advantage.
That's true.
Over people running against them, especially at the national level. Okay.
I think at all election levels.
So the League of Women Voters is going to say yes on term limits.
Well, we've said yes on term limits before at the national level. So, I think that's our basic view.
If you remember how this country was founded as a republic, that people that came in to serve in Congress and the Senate, it was almost kicking and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
They would do their term and then go back home.
And do their farming.
And do farming or whatever it is.
Whatever they did.
It has become so intricate now and so.
It's a job now.
It's
a job.
It is more than a job. It's a job that probably if you didn't have 30 people working for you, you couldn't accomplish.
And then the other very important one that we want to talk about is Measure D. And Measure D is also from the Board of Supervisors, will be on your ballot. I don't have the wording for Measure D. I don't.
Essentially, what it is, though, is to have Shasta County become a charter county in one area, in one area only.
Right. So the way that the law is set up is you're either a general law county and you follow the laws of California, or you're a charter county. What people need to realize is when you become a charter county, you write the charter. Every time you write the charter, it goes back to the people. So, and you can only write the charter to address certain things. So the League of Women Voters actually, for our annual meeting, is having a person from the Secretary of State come to visit with us and a local attorney who is the attorney for a charter county and for a non-charter county, county council, for those two, so that we can get a good picture. And then we're going to run around the county and talk about what we learned and what we think. Charter county is kind of a new thing for me. I have to say that I don't know a lot about charter counties. But in Shasta County, if you vote yes, you're voting for one change only in the way the Board of Supervisors runs. And that's giving the Board of Supervisors the right to replace a person who leaves their body. Leaves the group. So I think this is a result of Kevin Cry's
recall.
Well, and so what it is then is that instead of having the state usurp the powers of the voters here.
Of the people.
Of the people is saying then that person could either be appointed or have an election to to put that new person in it, and it's you know, they're talking about Kevin Kline, but if somebody,
this is very narrow.
Yeah, it's just that one.
You know,
it's not
just
any
one
other
thing. It's one thing.
And it's exactly what you, charters are formal written documents that confer powers, duties, or privileges on the county.
Mm-hmm.
They resemble state or federal constitutions. They must be approved along with any amendments by the voters of county. And that's why it's on our ballot.
Exactly.
Is they're saying that we should be able to name our own replacement at our level through an election, not anybody else being removed or anything else. This has to be approved by the voters. Just this.
So but it also changes the way, it also changes your, the way that your county is labeled from a general law county to a charter county. So there are currently 14 counties that are charter counties in
California. Cool.
And the closest one to us is Tehama. Tehama is a charter county.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, so the
seems to be working for them.
Yeah, the attorney that's county counsel for them is the one that we're going to have come talk to us.
Good,
you know, to see if that.
And there's
the
pluses. I guess there's pluses and minuses, but again, it comes back to the people.
Mm-hmm.
We have a choice. Then we are not having a decision shoved down our throats as from Sacramento as they have been doing lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of the Fountain Wind project.
Oh yeah,
and we have to run.
Okay.
Wow.
It was nice playing with you today.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day. Have a good one, and God bless America.
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.